Do you feel free to play? That's a question being raised by a new public art installation in Christopher Columbus Waterfront Park on Boston Harbor. The interactive multimedia work was designed before the coronavirus pandemic, but as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports now, it's taken on new meaning in a very different time.
As you walk into the park, which is on the North End's edge near the Greenway, you encounter a grouping of different-sized rectangles and squares made of thick, untreated plywood sitting in the grass.
So we're looking at six sculptures that are embedded in what look to be sandboxes with sand that's, you can see, been moved around a lot by children.
Kate Gilbert is executive director of Now and There. It's an organization that produces site-specific temporary artworks in Boston. This one is called The Shape of Play, and Gilbert says children are drawn to the circles, squares, and triangles that are painted on the sculptures in primary colors. A dreamy soundscape fills the space between the pieces.
It sounds like something out of like a fairy tale story.
While it's whimsical, this installation isn't just for kids. It also examines what play and playgrounds mean to society.
Everyone relates to a playground. You know, everyone's either been in one as a child. A lot of parents have spent many hours in playgrounds.
Gilbert's partnering group, the Jewish Arts Collaborative, or JArts, originally commissioned The Shape of Play as a meditation on Judaism's progressive themes of freedom for Passover earlier this year. The team, including artist Sari Carell, wanted to design something that would inspire grown-ups to stop, notice their surroundings, and take it further by reflecting on who's free to play and who isn't.
A sense of feeling free enough to play, free and safe enough to play, is something that tends to be overlooked, but it is really an essential ingredient to having a play that is enjoyable, enriching, and nourishing.
As a mother of two young girls, Carell has spent a lot of time in playgrounds, where she found beauty in the structures and listened closely to the sounds around her. After winning this commission, she and her curator braved the January cold for field recording expeditions in Boston, Mattapan, Newton, and Cambridge.
We went into different playgrounds and really just explored with our hands, our feet, making sound from different materials, with sticks, with stones, sand.
Carell calls playgrounds important places of serious wonder that are often dismissed because they're where children and caregivers while away their time. But as her installation was coming together, the pandemic shut down the subjects of her exploration.
Seeing those padlocked playgrounds became like a real resonant image for me, and one that really kind of crystallized a lot of things about the experience of this pandemic.
Carell says the need for playgrounds and for art that's outside and accessible to everyone felt more urgent than ever.
These spontaneous interactions, you know, they're really so meaningful after, you know, we've been isolated from each other. Maybe we didn't even realize that make our life that much more joyful and interesting.
Mama! Mommy!
What's up, Boo?
Come here.
At the park, a family of five stumbles on The Shape of Play, including Taylor Young and Jeremy Bullerus of Ware.
Thought it was a playground, you know? You know, just because we're over there running around with the kids, and I'm like, oh, what's that? You see the colors. I think the colors drew me in.
I mean, it's definitely like a cooped-up environment lately. I mean, you can't have school for the kids. Kids can't really interact with each other. So, yeah, no, I think it is nice.
Are you burying Lucas in the sand?
Uh-oh.
Bury his hand.
Okay.
Can you get out?
These days, Kate Gilbert says it can be challenging for adults to feel free to play when the world feels so heavy and freedom, which is a right, is having a reckoning.
You know, we all feel we need to be doing more to make the world a more just and equitable place. And in order to do that, we also need to be taking care of ourselves and imagining new futures.
And she adds, imagination and playgrounds are fundamental for raising human beings who know how to play well with others.
What do you want? Do you have another candle?
Can you find one for me?
Just use like this. Look, right here.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
There's your candle. Is that your birthday cake?
Yeah, I'll blow it up.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Did I do it? Perfect.